Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So Cian McPhillips now punching himself into a position, into second place. So far, it's a beautifully run tactical race. All he has to do now is hold his position. Pernici of Italy is an athlete that I think Cian McPhillips has the measure of. Does he have the measure of Max Bergen? Kick hard now, Cian McPhillips, and he is kicking hard. The math student is getting his calculation right. Oh, absolutely wonderful from Cian McPhillips. Oh, not just as he got into the final, he's done it like he did in his heat. He has stormed away in the last 20 metres, and just look at this, 143.18, an Irish record, and he did it in a negative split race. He went through in around 52 seconds dead, and he's just run a 51 on the back of it. That is way beyond astonishing. I don't have a word for it.
I have a word for it. It's unbelievable.
That was 23-year-old Cian McPhillips from Longford breaking the Irish record yesterday to reach the 800-metre final at the World Athletics Championships, with commentary there from our own Greg Allen and David Matthews. And Cian will be racing at around 20 past two tomorrow afternoon Irish time in Tokyo, and Greg Allen will be there again, of course. And he joins me now. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Claire.
This is very exciting now coming up tomorrow. But will you tell us a bit about Cian McPhillips? He really did burst onto the scene at the World Athletics Championships.
Yeah, there is obviously this extraordinary World Championship campaign so far for Cian McPhillips. And just let's track back a little bit, because obviously nobody could see this coming. But there has been a talent line with Cian, which has been there for quite some time. Even a month like after his 16th birthday, this is back in 2018, he broke John Tracy's 44-year-old Irish junior record for the 3,000 metres. Now, that was the first time we kind of said this might be something, you know, quite special. By the way, that time in 2018 was quicker than what Jakob Ingebrigtsen ran at 16 years of age. And Jakob Ingebrigtsen is one of the greatest distance athletes of all time. The following year, he broke the Irish under 18 record. That caught the attention of the Millrose Games in New York. He got an invitation to run in the junior race there. And in front of, you know, 20,000, he won the junior race, and to, you know, great applause. And we knew then that this was more than something special. This was a talent that might well develop. And he went on from that. He actually got a bit unlucky, because COVID obviously halted the progress of lots of athletes, and Cian's trajectory was brilliant going into COVID, but of course COVID slowed down everything. But during COVID, there was a meeting organised by Athletics Ireland in Abbottstown, the National Sports Centre, the sports campus, I should say. And in the 800 metres there, he was up against Mark English, and he ran Mark English all the way to the line, only losing by inches. And Cian was only 18 at the time. And Mark is obviously, at the time, the Irish record holder, indoors and out, and is an 800-metre legend in Ireland. So suddenly this talent is beginning to look like it's graduated to senior level, and he's only 18. And that really was the point where things began to go, you know, well, he won the European Junior 1500-metre championship later that year. So all the evidence at that point is pointing towards this great talent developing. And then came problems. He struggled with a mix of the academic and training priorities. He did come back in 2023, looked pretty good. But then he got COVID in 2024, and that, you know, skittled his prospects of getting to the Olympic Games. But he came out then this year, started running quickly indoors, qualified for the European Indoors. And at the European Indoors, he got injured again. So he's had this sort of stop-start element of the last 3 years. But we've seen the talent that's been there from the beginning finally rising here in Tokyo, and my goodness, what a sight it's been. He looks like he's got the capability of pushing even the medal hopes tomorrow. It's an amazing prospect to even be talking like that about him.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that was remarkable from that race yesterday was how comfortable he looked in winning it. Will you talk us through what you saw?
Yeah, I mean, I think his heat was a really, really, you know, good illustration of how calm he is in the heat of battling. He backs himself. He knows really that he's in great shape. And he goes back to that, you know, pedigree that he has of winning that European junior title, 6 years ago. And, you know, he knows that he's got this ability to be a world-class athlete. He's been on the edge of it, but hasn't had the consistency. And now we've seen through his heat in his semi-final, that composure allied to his physical preparation. His coach, Joe Ryan, has obviously got it bang on with him. In some ways, he had that 2 months out with a bad lower leg injury earlier in the season after the European Indoor Championships, where he sustained the injury at the European Indoor Championships. And in a way, that 2 months where he really tackled the cross training, you can't run obviously on an injury, but you can do other things. You can cross train, you can work out in the pool, you can... He tackled that as though it was, you know, the biggest thing of his life to get to Tokyo. And in doing that, he may have staggered his peak for the season into this late World Championship on the calendar. And it might just have worked in a similar way than it worked with Thomas Barr in the 2016 Olympics, when Thomas Barr had no season to talk about until he got to the Rio Olympics and then finished fourth in the Olympic final. And I think there's a slightly similar trajectory to the two of them. Both had injury problems during the summer and both had a staggered end to their season and ended up peaking bang on for the big championship at the end of the season.
And Greg, you mentioned in the commentary that he ran a negative split in that race. Will you explain that to us and why you think it's significant?
Yeah, it's a fairly rare thing where, especially in championships, when off a fairly fast first lap of 52 seconds, you then run a second lap that's quicker. Almost all 800 metres are a fast-ish first lap, especially in the final, and maybe a slower second lap. But he ran faster in the second lap. And when he was going through the line, it looked like he had another 50 metres in him going at that at that speed. So we just don't know where this talent that he has and this obvious preparation that he has for these World Championships is going to take him, because what he's done so far has been astonishing. I can't really, you know, find a reasoning behind how well he ran in the semi-final. But if you look at his heat, all the evidence was there. And it just looks like he's graduated to the senior ranks in one major championship appearance. It's amazing.
So hopes are high then for tomorrow for Kian. But what is the competition? What's he facing in that final?
He's facing, you know, three of the fastest in history. The 800 metres happens to be one of the deepest fields that there is in at these World Championships. Emmanuel Wanyoni will be the gold medal favourite. He's the Olympic champion. Sejati from Algeria, Donovan Brazier, the US trials winner. And it just Mark Warup, the defending champion from Canada. So, like, you know, to get into the top four, to break that type of top four axis, if he separates any of those, he'll obviously have a chance of a medal. And we just don't know how good he is yet, because for all we know, he could reduce the Irish record by another half a second or more. And then it all comes down to if it's a tactical race or if it's a super fast race. If it's a super fast first 400 meters, I think his chances of getting a medal are not great. But if it goes through in a medium pace of 50 to 51 seconds or 52 seconds like yesterday in the semi-final, I think he's got a great chance because he's got a cool head. He himself says that everything after getting through the heat is like a free shot, because his ambitions here was just to get through his heat. He was ranked outside the top 40 coming into these championships. So he's actually treating it all as though, okay, this is beyond my expectations to get this far. And he's kind of using that to kind of feel that he's throwing the dice and he doesn't really put pressure on himself. And I think that's his best mental preparation, allied to obviously what has been a terrific physical preparation. And suddenly we could have a new star. I think we already do have a new star.
We certainly could. And, you know, he was very cool, calm and collected after the semi-final. And we think about his family in Longford as well. His dad was on Morning Ireland this morning saying while he was watching the semi-final, Mam was making a lasagna, which might be the best strategy, Greg, in these scenarios.
I think, you know, that there are a lot of mothers who can't watch and a lot of fathers who just have to take on that the role. You know, it might be the other way around. There might be a lot of mothers who can watch and the fathers who can't. But yeah, that's pretty normal, I think. It's nothing too odd about that.
Well, hopefully tomorrow they might be making a cocktail afterwards to go with the lasagna. Greg, thanks so much for that. And the final is on tomorrow, 2:20, live on RTE2 and also on the RTE player. Greg, thanks so much.
Cheers, Claire. Thank you.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.